Well, and there's like the California Angels at Los Angeles playing in Anaheim sometimes. I know what they're called.
Yeah, I believe like that. That's their official name, yes.
Because, I mean, they spent a ton of money in the offseason. There's not any doubt about that.
No.
Pujols, right? I mean, they got him. I mean,
We're not talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. One of us is a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Let's just move on.
Well, that's and you know, that's but he's been a disappointment, hasn't he?
Yes, I mean, he has.
It's just he ruled the world when he was
poor
in St. Louis.
Because he's not playing for my team is why.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's
I put the bad juju on him.
Well, oh, so that's what it was.
Joe Boo, right?
Yeah, so there.
Since baseball should be Joe Boo.
Listen to the girl talking Cleveland Indians movie.
She's a big Cleveland Indians fan.
It's true. Today's their last game, the poor dears.
Yeah, well, it's happened before.
Yeah, about once a year.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, there was a time when that long ago they were pretty good.
But, yeah, they made the playoffs.
Was
right.
That like 1945?
No, no, it was more recent.
1990.
That was in the last within the last 10 years. Yeah,
yeah, something like that. So anyway, well, we'll see how that works out. Yeah, Astros fans can move on to something else. So,
the saving grace right now is the Texans are playing out of their mind.
Yeah.
So there's something in Houston to root for.
I guess so. All right, so the debate's tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Get your popcorn and sit down. And now, you know.
See, I would think that, Scott, you would, like, take a swig of something every time one of them says some key word.
You know, it's interesting that you would say that because there is a drinking game out there, you know, if you want to do that. For instance... Yeah, and take the beverage of your choice. I mean, whatever you might want to do.
Root brewski.
I'm guessing Mylanta, judging by the way the campaigns are going.
I mean, it could be sparkling water. It could be anything. But if Obama uses the word millionaires or billionaires, then you take a shot, okay, during the debate. Now, if he uses millionaires and billionaires in the same sentence.
You take two?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Romney uses the word failed, take a shot. If Romney evokes Bain Capital, for any reason at all, take three shots.
Three?
Yeah. If Obama says he's, quote, fighting for the middle class, do a shot. If you believe him, take two. If Romney evokes the Reagan, then take two shots. Probably forget how many shots you took, and then take two more.
Do you think Obama's going to say punching below their rank at any point during this?
No, it's wait.
Oh,
punching
bad.
Above their weight is actually that's close, Kat, but well, you got the punching part right. But
apparently, I'm a great listener.
That's right, punches above their weight.
Big sports fan, aren't you?
Well, no, that's okay. That's all right, but that's you at least remembered he got the punching part. Hello.
So we're gonna get these shots this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, again, it could be sparkling water. It doesn't have to be anything stronger than that.
So do you go to Wings and More or Buffalo Wild Wings or one of those places for the debate for that?
No,
reason?
I don't. You know, I think that would be.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody. I want you
somebody
to be...
Somebody let you put it on the TV.
Yeah, you be the guy who goes in and says... And again, you know, tonight they'll be showing, like, the last games of Major League Baseball, or if you want to watch Manchester football or something, you know, there'll be something odd in there at Wings and More, and you'll go in and go, hey, aren't those two guys debating in debt? You know, and that's about how far you'll get.
Of course, if you said drinks are on the house, and then you said, by the way, I want to watch what I want to watch.
Yeah,
on
they
TV.
Might. They might do that. That could work.
All you would hear would be.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Now, if either candidate mentions bipartisanship, you have to drink two shots, one for your party and one for the other one. Or if you're an independent, maybe you can get three out of it. But
oh my goodness,
you could do that. So we'll see how that.
Hey,
can
you drink
out.
A shot if nobody mentions Ron Paul?
Oh, Ron Paul, sure.
Yeah, if no one mentions him.
I don't think anybody will.
No,
that's what I mean.
Well, my thinking on that, though, is, you know, if you're independent, then you should maybe get a half a shot because that's all you've got.
Oh, well, yeah, really.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be here
very
all week,
good.
Shriners.
Exactly. So
try
there.
The meal.
Yeah, so there. Yeah, Ron could be asleep in the front row. Ron, they mentioned you. Ron, wake up.
Huh?
Wake
up. What?
So what are you supposed to do? I mean, the number one thing, as we talked about yesterday, was during this debate, the president needs to be pleasant. Don't screw up real big time. Don't be arrogant. Don't lecture to the crowd.
And they say he's having a lot of, well, at least their side is saying he's having trouble with that.
Yeah, we'll see. Imagine that. He's having trouble because he's remaining arrogant. What are the chances?
Don't.
And then, of course, Mitt Romney has to kind of really put together some sort of policy. I mean, he really does have to start saying what he believes. And we had a little soundbite on Fox News this morning where he said this is not the time to score points and punching because, you know, they try to make it like a boxing match, you know, score points and, you know, remain on your feet.
Who gets the zinger?
Go for the big knockdown, whatever. But, you know, what he said is, and it's true, you need to be able to convince these people who are watching that you can lead the country better. And, you know, that's really what he has to try to do. Now, Joe Biden helped out yesterday just before the presidential debate.
What did old Joe do?
Well, Joe was out chatting again, and Joe said, quote, "This is deadly earnest, man. This is deadly earnest. How they can justify raising taxes on the middle class that's been buried for the last 4 years.
Oh!
How in Lord's name can they justify raising their taxes with these tax cuts?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Joe.
Well, of course, afterwards, it didn't take but about a minute for the Romney campaign to jump on and say, yeah, that's right. He's the one who said buried the middle class. And then they start talking about unemployment and rising prices and falling incomes. Well, of course, Biden's office, as quickly as they can after the oops, they said no, they were clarifying that the middle class was punished by the failed Bush policies that crushed our economy.
Oh, yeah,
and,
okay.
And he and his good president have just been trying to extricate us from that.
Okay.
And all he would do is return, quote, return to the failed policies. We've been hearing that.
Yeah, so there's another shot.
Yep, see, yeah, really, see how that goes. All right, so a poll that was released yesterday from the National Journal showed one guy with 47% and the other guy with 47%.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
The rest undecided?
Yeah, well, among independents, one guy had 49% and the other one had 41%. And the guy who was ahead grabbed 55% of the white voters, so you can probably guess who that guy is. I mean, I'm just saying. The National Journal poll projected, though, this I thought was interesting. We'll see if it's true or not. The National Journal poll is projecting the election day turnout and what it will look like. And they say it'll be 74% white, 11% African-American, and 8% Latino. The likely voter party split will be 36% Democrat, 29% Republican, and 30% Independent.
Interesting.
So we'll see. I mean, that I find kind of interesting to see if that
holds up.
Yeah, because, again, I guess you can probably find, well, you find more polls out there that show Obama ahead, but, you know, you can find stuff. White House, in response to attacks the attack of the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, is still generating headlines out there. More news today. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee had laid out yesterday a dozen incidences that had occurred prior to the attack, which took place again on September 11th, where Chris Stevens was killed. In the letter to Hillary Clinton, they asserted the U.S. mission in Libya made repeated requests for increased security in Benghazi. They were denied by officials in Washington. And you see, now if you're going to have to own that, that is going to be tough. Right
oh,
there.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
And they can probably find out with the freedom of the FO.
Yeah, freedom of information, yeah. Sure. The Daily Beast reported the letter, which include allegations that two former consulate security guards, okay, two former guards, threw explosive devices over the facility's fence in April. They used to work there.
Wow.
And they threw these devices, explosive devices, over the fence. Militants posted, this one I read this morning was shocked. Militants posted the ambassador's morning jogging route in Tripoli on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Along with a photo of him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that stuff was going on out there.
Wow.
So, I mean, again, on some level, somebody's got to own that.
If you're jogging, you need to change your thing up, your times up.
What they said is he stopped for a week.
I'm saying even if you're not a famous person,
sure.
You're
right.
You're supposed to not do it in a habitual manner. It's just so, you know, weird people won't
change your routine.
You or whatever.
Right. Change your routine. Well, that stuff was out there. I mean, this is stuff that they have found.
Wow.
You know, no matter how you feel from a political standpoint, I think you need to make sure your facilities and your people are safe around the world.
This sounds a little scandalous.
Yeah, to not own up to this is at least irresponsible.